Increasing recess time in schools is almost unheard of in this age of testing, but one Oklahoma school is doing just that, hoping more play improves kids' test scores. Reporter Emily Windler has more from State Impact.
The fourth graders at Chattanooga Elementary School, which is a little south of Lawton, are having their third recess of the day, and they'll get one more before school lets out. For the past year and a half, these kids have been part of a study that looks at how increased recess time affects their mental and physical health, and ultimately their academic performance.
The thought is, we as adults can't sit for 2 hours at whatever we're doing without wanting to get up and move around.
This is Superintendent of Chattanooga Public Schools, Jerry Brown.
And so we're asking 6, 7, 8, 9-year-old kids to do that, and that's not how they're wired to get up and move around. They need to be active.
Brown says America's intense focus on academics has caused schools to chip away at students' playtime, and that's worried him for a while. So when he heard about the study conducted by researchers at Texas Christian University, he signed to school up. Under the study, he's actually taken time away from the classroom and shifted it to recess.
It's a huge change in how you do things, and I think that scares people.
Fifth grade teacher Jackie Gable says, yeah, at first it was scary.
I was not a believer. I thought, how on earth am I going to fit in what I need to get done? Because I always struggled fitting in what I needed to get done in the day. How was I going to do it now with less time?
But in the second year of the program, Gable says she believes.
We get so much more done here because they have those breaks. And so they're truly focused in the classroom, so we don't lose the instructional time.
She's noticed other improvements too. Her students are much more creative than they used to be, and overall, just more engaged. Prior to this program, she says students rarely asked questions in class, but now?
I have questions that are actually well thought out questions that lead perfectly into, well, that's another lesson, and we're going to cover that actually later this week, but they're starting to piece together things that they've learned. So in a way, I feel like their minds are really open.
The kids also get a 15-minute lesson on positive behavior every day, which second grade teacher Heather McElhaney says has led to less tattling.
You don't see as many of the kids coming to us, having us have to solve a problem for them. They are learning to conflict resolution themselves.
The kids have noticed a difference too, and explain the changes this way.
Your brain refreshes when you go out, and then when you come back in, you know that you're going to, like, your brain's like
calmer.
Yeah.
For one little boy, the extra recess helps him get his wiggles out.
You drowned out all of that energy that builds up in the classroom hours, because being cooped up in the classroom, you build up energy that you want to get out, go outside and get out.
Debbie Ray is the main researcher on the project, and she has a more scientific explanation for the change.
When they go outside and play in an unstructured outdoor play environment, it does huge things to the prefrontal cortex of the brain.
And ultimately, she says, kids learn best through play. She's currently conducting this study in 20 schools, 19 of which are in Texas. Those Texas schools have shown a 2-3% increase in academic scores. But in Oklahoma, because of new tests and grading guidelines, she says it's hard to gauge. Superintendent Brown says he's already seen enough evidence to know it's the right thing to do for his school. And he says the project is about more than test scores. It's about the whole child. For State Impact, I'm Emily Wendler.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma. For more on education in the state, visit kgou.org and click the link for State Impact.